Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Die naweek skop af met 'n geel vlak 2 waarskuwing. Dis vir erge donderstorms oor die grootste gedeelte van Gauteng, as ook Noordwes en Mpumalanga, Suid-Sentraal Limpopo en dele van die Noordwes en die Vrystaat. Pretoria op nat 30 grade vandag op hierdie laaste dag van die maand. Johannesburg 29, Mbombela en Malagleni en Polokwane 27 en Rustenburg 28 grade.
Verkeer is stadig in Braamfontein op die M1 Noord tussen die rigting van Smitstraat.
Die kabinet monitor uitbreking van hand, voet en mondsiekte in KwaZulu-Natal en die Oos-Kaap. Die hoogs aansteeklike besmetting wat vinnig onder kinders versprei, veroorsaak griepagtige simptome, pynlike blaasies en opgeswelde hande. Die minister in die presidentskap, Kombucha Njabeni, het gister aan gesê, die publiek kan gerus wees, die siekte is nie dodelik nie en verskil van back and close hier wat diere besmet. En in Brittanje het Oxbridge Akademisi 'n veldtog begin lei om klimaatsverandering in alle skoolvlakke te integreer as deel van die Arbeiderspartij se leerplan hersiening. Hulle wil hê dat klimaatsverandering by die leerplan in skole ingesluit word, sodat jong mense nou deel kan wees van die gesprek oor maniere oor hoe om 'n beter toekoms te kan skep. Ek's Gerda de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
Quite an exciting weekend up ahead, and you heard it here. Tickets are selling faster than hotcakes at a taste navigator at a school fete. So don't wait too long. There's only a few thousand to go. So Vodacom Bulls against DHL Stormers kickoff is at 5 o'clock. The other local derby will see the Emirates Lions host the Sharks in Joburg at 2:30. Staying with rugby, Ireland's Peter Omani, Kyan Healy and Conor Murray will retire from international rugby at the end of this year's Six Nations. Ireland's former captain Omani and most capped player Healy will retire at the end of the season. Murray will play abroad when his Munster deal comes to an end, and all three are five-time Six Nations champions, two-time Grand Slam winners, and have earned over 100 caps for Ireland. SAFA has announced that Molefe Ntsegi will lead Bafana Bafana during the Africa Cup, the African Nations Championship qualifiers against Egypt. The former Kaizer Chiefs coach will be assisted by under 20 coach Raymond Mdaka as South Africa hosts the Pharaohs in Bloem on Sunday and then in Cairo a week later. Cape Town City have announced the signing of former Ajax Amsterdam midfielder Tolani Serero, and Yannick Sinner has had his nomination for the prestigious Laureus Sportsman of the Year award withdrawn after he was banned for 3 months following a two failed drugs tests. The world number one from Italy, who is the reigning US Open and Aussie Open champion, tested twice positive for traces of a banned steroid in March last year. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacarina FM plays more.
I turned 33. Okay, so yeah, I smoke like a chimney. I'm not scared.